you missed On the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Market Insight. I'm Michael Suido. From the Indonesian rupiah to the South African rand, emerging market currencies are under pressure. The Argentine peso is the world's worst performing, usurping that unfortunate honor from the Turkish lira. The peso fell 20% last week and has lost half its value this year. Here in Asia, the Indonesian rupiah is trading at its lowest level since the Asian financial crisis 20 years ago. It's currently trading around 14,800 versus the U.S. dollar. India's rupee has been hitting record lows and has depreciated about 10% since the start of the year. It's currently trading a bit shy of 71 against the greenback, and many analysts say it could fall further to 73. The big question now, is this the start of a new financial crisis? After all, we don't have to look far to find examples of currency slumps that have triggered global crises. Joining us now to take a deeper look is a man who has his pulse on the currency markets. He's the head of trading at Oanda, Stephen Innes. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Stephen, help us understand here, why are so many emerging market currencies coming under selling pressure now?
I think there's a couple of factors. The threat of this increasing tariff war, trade wars, if you want to say, between the U.S. and China has really got markets nervous here. You know, we thought initially this was just going to stay at the tit-for-tat level, but it has totally escalated, and it could escalate even further. You know, only time will tell if the president's going to put through those $200 billion in tariffs. I think what's really happened within this process is the U.S. dollar has attracted a lot of safe haven appeal. So with the investors flying into the U.S. dollar for safety, the first exit that investors will leave are the riskier currencies. And this is what's happening. We're seeing them exit the more riskier baskets. And there's such a strong appeal for the U.S. dollar that we're starting to spread contagion through the rest of the emerging market space.
Well, with U.S. interest rates rising and the U.S. dollar being seen as a safe haven, I mean, if you can get a good return in U.S. dollars, why put in something riskier? Was this crisis, if you will, was it predictable?
Well, you know, not really. I think if you ask anybody, I don't think we ever foresaw the U.S. being this aggressive or this staunch as far as trade's going. I mean, they didn't just pick a fight with China. They basically picked a fight with everybody through the world. And even one of their closest allies in North America, Canada, is being held over a barrel right now. They're trying to force them into a NAFTA agreement that really they're not really prepared to sign. Ultimately, however, they may have to keep the trilateral trade agreements, keeping all the relationships between not only the U.S., but also the relationships between Canada and Mexico that were so key in the initial NAFTA agreement.
All right. So we're seeing these uncertainties about trade, fears of global trade war, escalating tariffs, weighing on investor sentiment, as well as the strong U.S. dollar. People in Argentina, India, Indonesia, even Brazil, Russia, they're already feeling the impact of the declining value of their currencies. Are we witnessing, though, the start of a global crisis? Is this a contagion?
Well, I think what we have to be careful of overstating what's going on right now. I think the big elephant in the room remains trade war. I think if we see an abatement in the trade war or cooler heads prevail, I think we'll see a massive unwinding of the dollar hedges. And I think this could actually play out positively for emerging market currencies that would be arguably in oversold positions. I look at some of the currencies in Asia, for instance. I mean, we're such a strong exporting region that obviously we're really bearing the brunt of this possible escalation in trade war. So realistically, if we start to see that abate, we're going to see a complete reversal out of the U.S. with investors looking to take on the so-called riskier assets and some of the larger economies in Asia. So it's just a wait and see here. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. We know that Donald Trump is completely unpredictable. So we have to wait and see how this game is going to play out.
So from your point of view, the main thing to watch right now are those negotiations between the U.S. and other places around the world, with Europe, with Canada, with China. We have a major milestone happening at the end of this week when the U.S. is set to increase tariffs on China. We have those negotiations taking place with Canada. The deadline was last Friday. Now it's a month away. So just to get it straight here, if any of those end up with a deal, if we get positive news on any of those fronts, then that should be good news for oversold currencies. Is that right?
Well, I think if the NAFTA deal goes through, it's going to imply that, you know, the U.S. is in a dealing position. The market may get a little bit of bounce off of that. But I think the major focus for risk markets is really centering on the U.S. and China relationships. But one thing that I think the investors and trading community is not completely focused on is the upcoming midterm elections in the U.S. If we consider the amount of political clout that's going to have to be expended to bring the Republican Party into shape, you know, given all these political risks that we've had in the U.S., Cohen, Manafort, Mueller, all these developments are really weighing negatively on voter sentiment. If we actually look at what a tariff is ultimately a tax. Most Republicans don't want to pay taxes. I think at the heart of the matter here, there could be some dissension within the party, and I think what's going to eventually happen is that Congress could force Trump's hand. He came out and denied that, but ultimately, heading towards election, you want to have a unified party to take the to take the electoral vote. So that may come into question also as we move into the November midterms.
Yeah, we'll most definitely be keeping our eye on that in November. In the meantime, a number of analysts say the crisis in emerging market currencies is not going away anytime soon. In your view, do we need to be concerned about tumbling currencies impacting Singapore?
I think Singapore is positioned quite favorably relative to a lot of the other currencies in the ASEAN basket. I think that really stems from the fundamental financial community, really, where it has a very strong banking sector. And I think regionally, it's considered a safe haven currency within the basket. Of course, the currency will weaken a little bit if trade wars escalate, just given the strong ties they have with China, where they export a lot of electronic products into. So there's going to be a little bit of wobble there temporarily. But certainly, people aren't going to exit as, you know, they're not going to see huge waves of capital outflows out of Singapore. Basically, the banks, the international banks, the financiers of the world are committed to Singapore. I think Singapore is going to be healthy. Singapore is going to be strong. And I don't see any wobble over the long term for the Singapore prospects.
I certainly hope you're right. If I can just argue with you for a moment, Singapore was affected by the 1998 financial crisis triggered by the Thai baht's decline. We felt the impact 10 years ago with the Great Recession that started out of the U.S. Why do you think this time is different?
Well, I just think the community is different. I think the local economies are much stronger than they were 10 or 20 years ago. I think you look at their trade balance and the capital accounts are a much, much more better place to withhold any type of escalation of trade war. Remember, we're all talking theory here about the impact of a 10% on $200 billion worth of U.S. Imports. We don't really know what consumer preference is going to be. This is the difficult part to quantify. Well, consumers just flip to and not mind and just pay that extra 10% in the U.S. Who really knows? This is the big issues and the big unknowns and how difficult it is to predict what these impacts of the tariff is going to be. But getting back to Singapore and the isolated situation again, Singapore has positioned itself well. It's a strong economy based on financial services. I don't think people are going to give up on financial services anytime soon. But I think Singapore in 2018 is positioned very favorably to withstand an escalation of trade wars.
All right. Well, Singapore certainly is a much different place now than it was 20 years ago. One last question for you before we wrap it up. Wondering how this could affect traders and investors. And I understand that your first boss on the trading desk some years back gave you some really good advice. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, basically, it's one thing is not to overthink the markets and to keep it simple. So, for instance, when I refer to not overthinking and keeping stuff simple, you look at the obvious edges in the market. So if you're trading a currency or you've found yourself in a currency position, really what you have to do is look for the safe haven currencies. Right now, the two primary safe haven currencies are either Japanese yen or the U.S. dollar. My preference is to go into the U.S. dollar because it has a higher yield and it has a strong economic base that we've seen portend through the economic data that's come out, and as well as the equity markets continue to be strong. So this is it. Don't overthink the issue. U.S. Federal Reserve Board is raising interest rates. The U.S. dollar should be strong. And in the event of an escalating trade war, the U.S. dollar will continue to be even stronger.
All right. Great advice. Don't overthink it. And keep your focus on the greenback. Stephen, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Stephen Innes. He's the head of trading at Oanda.